Welcome. This is Andrew Schechter, Christian minister, political activist, influencer, and host for EA Truth Radio, brought to you by Eternal Affairs Media. We have a very special guest today, but first we're going to welcome the Lord into our interview. We pray, Heavenly Father, we pray for all those in need, all of those who are suffering, all those crossing our borders and being taken advantage of and put into slavery and forced to carry drugs, all those who are suffering and at the hands of the enslavers from not just foreign nations, but from our nation, and all the ones who are helping them. We pray that you cleanse our society from this evil, and we pray for all those who are helping to make things right. And we pray these things in your glorious name, amen. Tonight we have back a special guest. Most people recognize Butterfly. Butterfly is with the at the border with Veterans on Patrol, and we want to get an update and see what's going on and how things are going. Butterfly, give us an update if you can, please.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. And all right, our border is lacking boots at this time. I've got some major family stuff going on, and I am not there, but still heading it as far as getting to make sure supplies are there, getting boots on the ground, making sure that we need people down there. So if you've been down there before, if you've not been down there, I could probably get somebody to help you get started. God does the work. We show up. I'm looking at having a few people down here, hopefully soon. I've got some meetings in progress. So our border is a major place of child trafficking, as you know, and we need to get down there and stand in the way of the child traffickers. So we can't pull the kids off the traffic line. As you know, it's government funded, cartel run, and the cartels do run it. But we do have a place there where the children walk right up to you and you can share the gospel with them. You can minister to their needs and trade information so we can follow up and make sure they are brought to safety on this side. We've got lots of layers, Veterans on Patrol, Walking for the Forgotten Ministries, of caring, loving Americans that want child trafficking stopped in this country. And of course, want our borders doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is protecting our children and their children. It protects all of us. That is not a traffic line. That is not meant to be used as a traffic line. Coming into America is something that can be done responsibly and correctly, and then we know who you are and you know who we are, and you can build your dream. That's what we want America to be, but we're losing that, obviously, with the amount of criminals coming through, with the amount of child trafficking coming through. And basically where I'm at is running border operations is a high child trafficking place. So if you know anybody who's interested or wants to be involved in any way, my phone number, 509-263-4612. Also, to help out with supplies, info.vop@protonmail.com, which of course is always in the descriptions here. You know, we need Bibles. We need whatever it is to take care of the children, to collect the information. We need people who are happy to knock on doors in their own towns and cities once we got a location on these kids, see where they're at, what's going on, and then we can work out operations accordingly. So keep up to date. We've got our Telegram channel. That'll be in there. And of course, YouTube. Every child has come through, everything that's gone on. I put my phone on video. I stick it in my pocket. I'm not somebody to put it in their face. And the only reason I do this is to let America know, here comes a bunch of babies. This is what I'm doing to minister to them. This is what you can do to minister to them. And we can all get involved to stop child trafficking, which is in excess going on. And then also in our streets. So up here in Spokane, Washington, we are running child trafficking operations on our streets. So I was working with Border Patrol for quite a while. They knew who I was and I know who they were, and I respected what they did, and they were grateful for what I was doing. When this regime came into control, they depleted our border patrol of what they needed to keep our country safe and to keep children safe. And as a woman of God and free from any kind of government, because we are not affiliated with the government at all, I was able for the most part to help these children, except for getting them to safety myself. That would be counted as kidnapping. Although the Samaritans walking for the forgotten, not walking, that's my ministry. The Samaritans, no more deaths, the cartels and the border patrol that's down there now are all working together. I've seen them jump in and out of each other's vehicles. Where I would be arrested if I saw a child coming through bleeding and needing an emergency assistance, I would be put in prison and that would be called kidnapping, even if I took that child to the hospital. The Samaritans and No Más Muertes, No More Deaths, the Catholic charities that are working with the cartels are allowed to grab the kids right from the border and put them in controlled camps. So these kids cannot be brought to safety and these kids cannot be helped and the traffic line can continue. So they've become a well-oiled machine while very few of us are going down to the border and doing anything about it. And sadly, it's now up here. So now what they've done is the same thing, where Border Patrol would be more busy trying to take me off the border from helping the kids and picking up trash. Our police in our cities have been busy taking the churches off the streets and taking ministry off the streets from taking care of the poor and the needy so that they could continue the child trafficking undercover and not have anybody down there to report, keeping everybody up on the drugs. So where the child traffickers used to be the rich child traffickers, you got homeless people on the streets with kids of their own that they've acquired. Kids that have come from drug abusive households have run away, kids that whatever, and they're selling them for cigarettes. So this is now here, which means you can't have your own kid in your front yard. The border is now in your neighborhood. It's in your streets. And once again, as much as I've said, we need help at the border. We need help at the border. We're walking the streets day and night. We're seeing these operations, but we're lacking human beings to do anything about it. It's really amazing that nobody seems to care until it is their own child that goes missing from their house. And by then, what? It's too late. You could have gotten involved and done something beforehand. So this is a call out. From Veterans on Patrol and Walking for the Forgotten Ministries, from myself, Butterfly, we need to get involved. We need to get involved. We need to create our own operations, be on the streets, watch, see what's going on, get to know the homeless, get to know that a lot of these people on fentanyl are children. It's easy to give a little kid a pill, get them addicted, and then use them. And when you're going downtown and people are selling children for cigarettes because it's the end of the month and they got a few kids if this is where we've come and you've got a churches that were filling our streets before taking care of the homeless and ministering to them, being told they're not allowed, just like they did at the border. They said to me, you can't be down here, Butterfly. This is private property. That's a public road. That's not private property. That's our politicians lining their pockets and bringing globalism, destroying our United States of America. Our kids and grandkids are growing up here. So let's get up, America. I give you my phone. That is my personal phone number. That's how much I'm like, please, please, please. And you know what? My phone barely rings. Of all the times I have called and called or a call out on podcasts like this, my phone is pretty quiet. My phone number has been handed out all over the streets of Spokane, Washington. Anybody seeing trafficking, anybody that, and still uninvolved. People are in Walmart parking lots, not realizing that young mothers and children are being forced into their vehicles and taken, kidnappings at large. This is a free for all. And everybody's just busy working their asses off trying to pay all the new taxes this government's raised so the government can use those very taxes to traffic your very own children and indoctrinate them in a school system that's teaching them to mutilate themselves and confusing them. I don't think the kids are coming out of school smarter than they went in. I think they're coming out dumber and very confused about their identities. So listen to what I'm saying. Pay attention to this, because this is right on. I've been the boots on the ground. I've seen this. I've seen every side of this. I've been involved in this personally. This is happening. So what are you going to do? Are you walking with God? Are you saying, Father, I see what's going on and humanity has taken a bad turn. I give my heart and my mind to you. I repent for where we've come, that we're here, that a part of it's my fault. I was not paying attention. I was doing my own thing. I got caught up in the system. I got caught up in my own indoctrination. And now our children are paying. Lord, I repent. Wash me clean. Restore me. Help me to follow you and to put you first and to walk with you and to hunger for your word and put me in the position you would have me in with the gifts you've given me. And the gifts that God's given us is the hardships that we've walked through, the pain that we've been in. He sharpens and hones those and makes you a powerhouse to make a difference in this world. Because one day you're going to pass away and your paycheck and your house ain't going with you. What's going to go with you is, what did you do? And going up and bitching to God about what happened and where were you, God? Well, he created you, broke the mold when you made you. You're not here to conform to anybody. You're here to stand as a man, as a woman of God, and do the reason you're here for. You're not a mistake. Your parents may not have planned you. Your conception may be something of horror, but God still brought you on this planet and he has a purpose in you, and you can make a difference and you can end this life and move on to the next with, well done, thy good and faithful servant. So let's serve God, let him work through us, make a difference. Heaven's ahead of us one day when we receive that gift anyway. So we'll look forward to that paradise when it comes. But right now, let's get these kids off the street into safety.
And I know you had said this previously, but you didn't mention it tonight. Just let our audience know a couple things. Number one, what they can provide if they can't get boots on the ground, but they have maybe some money or some things. What do you folks need down at the border? And again, how can they get them to you?
So the major thing that we need are Bibles to hand out. Now that I'm up here in Spokane, I will give you an address where I receive these things. And you can send me Bibles. I like to hand out a nice Bible. This is more of a one-on-one meeting. I'm not just handing Bibles out to 25 people that just came through the border. I am seeing a child on the street and I'm ministering to them and I'm giving them a special Bible with a message for them and I'm giving them hope. So we do have the info.vop@protonmail.com. I need some good Bibles and gas cards. We're driving up and down the streets. They're raising those gas prices up and holding us tight. All the Bibles and stuff I have in my vehicle, I need to be able to get around to certain areas where children are being trafficked and at least get the word of God into their hands. I'm looking at situations of having maybe devotionals I can hand out with anything I can do, you know, maybe a snack pack added to it. So they're getting the word of God and they're getting a little bit of food. They're hungry. A little snack pack for the kids, you know, I can be candy and granola bars, maybe something healthy and good, you know, that I can hand to them while we're down there. We've got all sorts of people down there. We also try to encourage the homeless that can to help us to keep our eyes open, for them to keep their eyes open and report to us if they've seen any of our lost border kids. We've got flyers up all over. And if you're interested in where you're at and there's border kids, you can hit me up. I've met hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of children from all different states that we lost pretty quick. They went right into trafficking and it's hard to keep up. Once in a while, we're blessed and we're able to pull a child off. But when you're fighting this cartel and this regime that we're under, they want their money. They want this country destroyed and our children, of course, being at the center of it. But on our streets, we can see those kids. We can see those kids that have been drugged up and are being used. And maybe you have a place you can bring them to safety, or maybe you have a building that you can start facilitating into a safe house. We're not turning these kids back over to this government, which means when we do pull them off the traffic line, they need to go somewhere. This is God working through all of us. So know what your calling is. Get a hold of me. I will always talk to you. We can figure out what that is. But I would say the Bibles, gas cards, gift cards. We got people walking around with dogs. We got people that are giving up their livelihood to be on our streets, to be at our border. and to fight child trafficking. So as much as we can help them out to keep their cars moving, keep them comfortable in their cars if they're sitting there at the border for a while, you can say this is for the border. And if it is, then when you call the info.vlp, that's going to be mostly Spanish Bibles. A few English, maybe French. We get people up from Guinea. Those have been the three major languages, but Spanish being the number one major language of people coming through. All races are coming through, but that's just been the majority. And then up here in Spokane, where I'm at, working on the streets, I've got a list on the info.vlp of the Bible. So the number one is the Word of God. We want to get the Word of God to people. We want to give them hope and tell them who they are in Christ. A lot of people don't know. They're stuck in a situation with no hope, with no way out. They don't have a solution. They don't know who their Lord and Savior is. So anybody, I suggest churches get back out there. I know in most all cities, the churches have been chased off the streets and from ministering. I know a few years ago, Spokane, you almost benefited being homeless. There were so many churches feeding everybody, but we were able to minister to them, right? They come in, they get some food, they get Christians around them, they get told who they are in Christ. I had my own coffee ministry downtown for a while, and the homeless would come in, and I knew them by name. I'd write a scripture on their cup. I knew I was an awesome barista. It was actually, they told me I was the best barista ever. I know exactly how they like their coffee, and I treat them like a human being. They get a light in their eyes. All of a sudden, they want to get involved. They want to help out. So now we've just grown a little bit. Now somebody got hope, and now God's going to use them, and their life just got better. And with the more eyes we have, the more people working together, the more we're going to see where these children are being trafficked, and we can get them to safety as well. So anything you're hearing that I'm saying we need, if there's anything else you feel led in your heart, I mean, when I was down at the border, when I was down there at the end of December, all through the end of April, I had one woman send essential oils. And she says these oils work together, and I could put them on my skin, and they would create a comfort. It was like a rose and something else. So these children and these women that were coming through raped and abused, it create a comfort kind of scent and help them to relax and know it was going to be okay. So whatever God's leading you to do, if you've got a sanctuary, a safe place, if you want to knock on doors, translators are always needed. We've got them everywhere now, these people talking in so many different languages. So whatever gifts God's given you, let me be the number you call to get you hooked up to fight the fight against child trafficking. We're not turning to or any government, just like I said, we're turning towards each other, and we're turning towards the gifts God's given us, and we all have specific things we can be doing. So
And on a different level, is there any way we can get? I mean, I don't know where to begin. I mean, you're through the government so tight into this, and the governors and the members of Congress. There are very few. There are a few people that are actually trying to do something. Is there any way we can try to promote that and get people out there that can actually change this, rather than have to just keep plugging the holes? Or any thoughts on that, Butterfly?
our churches, our Proud Boys, our militias, our true American, red-blooded Americans, true Christians, understand this is the Bible's true. There is a Satan and there is the God that created us. And the God that created us is going to win this war, but the Satan that hates God and hates humanity is going to twist us up and use this. And our ability to be sinful humans, because we chose Satan instead of God that day, as we all ate the forbidden fruit, which we all did. Stop blaming Adam and Eve. He had done it too. Supposedly that was some good looking fruit. And it was good and evil. There was a trick to that. Satan played Eve well, and she was sinless, right? She had the glory of God on her. She knew better. He played her well. How much well is he playing us, you know? But we're in a place that's going to be hard to share this kind of information. I lost a 15-year Facebook. They just deleted me like I never existed. Anything I've ever shared with my children, Everything was taken. Everything was gone, deleted. So I had another Facebook I've had for about 9 years that I would go back to once in a while. That the first Facebook I had for 15 straight, but I kind of had a backup Facebook I started so many years back for just it doesn't matter the reason. I ended up going back to that Facebook, didn't have my name on it. I kept it clean, just family, and they disabled me and took me off. They figured out it was me. And the thing is I do speak truth. Now, I wasn't being political and I wasn't even saying too much about what I do. I mostly kept it about me and my family but I had few friends and I would share truth about nutrition facts versus pharmaceutical facts. I'd share some truth about quite a few things that I pro-life, but not aggressively, just keep that baby. That's a gift and God will work it out, and encouraging women to realize the blessing that's in their womb and not see it as a curse. And I kept it very, very clean. And they still disabled me. So I am having a hard time keeping anything up. Lewis can barely have anything just because of who he is. I'm kind of running in the same area because we're making a difference. We're doing something. We're taking off the devil. We're doing our job. And know that is what it is. And they're going to censor everybody anyway, just for putting scriptures up, you know, and whatever they do, that's their Facebook. All they got to do is decide, I don't like you. And it's like you never existed, you know, in the part in 1984, where they get rid of the person and all their memories. That's a 9 year and a 15 year worth of me and all my memories. Everything I've shared on everybody's page, pictures, celebrations, births of grandbabies and nieces and nephews and beautiful moments. And they just took it all. They took it off my page and anybody else's page that would say that I ever existed. As far as Facebook's concerned, they have deleted me completely. I've never existed on Facebook ever. So this is what they're doing. So this word's important. You need to listen to this word. You need to get involved while we still can over these kind of measures, because the media will be shut down to us. If you haven't noticed how hard it's getting, if you haven't noticed the difference, then you're missing the point. And you're going to end up locked up and hidden in your own place, not knowing what to do and not being involved. We need to be involved.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Why don't you go ahead and give your phone number and your email again? Just, I know it's going to be posted in the bylines, but why don't you give it for the audience, please?
Awesome. Thank you very much. My name is Butterfly. My phone number is 509-263-4612. Call or text 509-263-4612. Info.VOP, that's for Veterans on Patrol. info.vop@protonmail.com. Any other questions you have, any supply requests you have, you can decide what you want to send and where you want it to go. You can say, listen, this is what I feel led. I want this to go to the border. I want this to go to the streets of Spokane. I want this, you know, whatever it is, whatever you feel led, and we will send you proof of that. And we'll, of course, you know, I can update you and say, yes, we've received these items and thank you very much, whatever it takes. We appreciate it. That helps out. Just I can show up all day long and do what I do, but and I use my own money. I work and I buy my own Bibles and I take them out and I use everything that I have, but I have very few. I've got, you know, like 6 good Bibles in my car to hand out right now. I want to hand out, especially to the teenagers, to the children. I want to hand out to anybody that I can get the gospel to, because once somebody's got the gospel, once they stop seeing in black and white and start seeing in color, there's a power that happens when that Holy Spirit comes on you and you change and God starts using you, and God will take care of you. By the way, he will make sure your needs are met, and he will. And that's why he works through all of us. Some people are disabled and they're not able to get out on the streets or do anything. Some people are able to get on the streets and do stuff. Some people have all the above. They've got the books and they're able to get on the streets. Well, shoot, I can just give you a template and you and your friends go walk the streets, or you and your friends go down to the border. We do have tents, cots and specific things down there saved down at there that you can go buy and pick up if you need supplies. If you just want to go camping down there, go up and down the roads, document what you're seeing, and give me updates so I can keep missions running, keep other people up on what's going on so they can go down and know exactly what they're looking at and what's needed. You can do that too. There's great camping areas down there. It's fish and wildlife. And then you can go along the border wall. And on the way down there, you can grab a few Bibles that have been donated, grab a few things. You've got some stuff on hand, some waters, whatever. And when you see children coming up the road or you see a ministry that God would have you do something, you've got it on you. So that's just no expectations. Just go camping and have some supplies on you and see if God's going to use you. What an awesome place to reach people down there before they're brought up here and criminalized, used, abused. Or, you know, I've even reached out to, I've had men in black come around my vehicle. And I'm like, well, you can't have my vehicle, but here's a Bible. And of course, God protected me in that moment, but I was able to share the word of God even in it. And I had this power in me. I wasn't fearful because God was sitting right there with me. That's the David before Goliath I always talk about. And real quickly too, I want to mention again, my favorite little story to go with this, because we can look at stuff and it looks so big and frightening that we're just like, I don't even know where to start. But just remember the little kid with on the beach and all the starfish that came in with the tide, and he's picking one up and throwing it back in the ocean and picking up another starfish, throwing it back in the ocean. And an old man comes up and he says, what are you doing? He says, I'm saving these starfish. And the little kid says, I'm saving the starfish. And the old man says, well, there's too many of them. It's not going to matter. And he picks one up, he throws it in, and he says, it mattered to that one. That's what it's about. Don't look bigger than you. Don't think bigger. Look at Jesus and say, where do you need me? What am I doing today? And walk in that. There's a fullness of joy in that. There's a hope in that. And there's Father that's standing right there with us, doing the work through us, which is why I'm able to go to the border knowing 10 words of Spanish. I'm not a gunslinger. I've got my 9 on my side. I got my dog. I'm in a dangerous place, but God's still working, and God does work, and he keeps me safe. So know that there's a power and an amazingness when you hook up with your creator and do your purpose. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise Jesus. And boy, I'll tell you, you are praise you and your all your efforts to save these kids. Butterfly, pleasure to have you as always, and I'm sure you'll be back again. And God bless you, and God keep you strong in your mission. We'll see you again. Thanks again for coming on tonight.
Amen. Thanks for having me.